Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I just praise God. I'm feeling good. And I can honestly say it makes me love everybody. I have nothing against anyone. I don't mean I approve of everyone's action, but I'm a friend to some guys that are pretty much in need of Jesus. There's some wicked old boys out there. But I look back along the path, and I'll tell you, one of the men that was most dear to me, my old Uncle Ding Smith. That old boy was a high lead logger and worked for the big outfits on the West Coast and up in Alaska, and he could climb the spar pole and top out the tree and make a spar pole out of it and dance a jig on top of it. Some of those guys did some fool things, but they actually did that. They'd get up there and stand up there in the air on the top of that pole with no limbs on it now, all cut off and the top out and ready to hang the bull block and get the guy lines on it and all. And old donkey engine up there on the hill. You folks that don't know what I'm talking about, they log with helicopters these days, and they log with cats and bulldozers, and that's all fine and good. But when I was a little boy, they're still logging with horses some places, and they used oxen in the early day. Old Paul Bunyan, that isn't just all hot air legend. Babe, his blue ox, and Paul Bunyan was folklore. But anyway, that's the way it was. And there was a romance to it. And there were some wonderful men. They were wicked, but they were men, and they were big-hearted. They helped one another, and they'd give their life for a man. My dad was a timber faller and worked on some of the big projects, cutting right-of-ways for highways. His falling partner, Ray Fuquay, was killed. They'd fallen timber, and the tree went, they yelled, "Timber!" And down it started, and you watch the top to make sure it's going the right way, and then you drop your eyes to the butt of the tree where it's parting from the stump and make sure it don't kick back across the stump and get you. And that's the process. I was a bucker, not a faller, but I was around there and knew what was going on. And then old Ray, he saw us going the right direction, and he dropped his eyes to the butt and was watching that, and that tree hit another tree and broke the top out, and the top came back. That's what they call a widowmaker, and falling stuff falling from above, and it hit him, and it killed him. And I remember when my dad, they shut the woods down that day, and they got his body out, and they brought, Dad told the story, and how badly everybody felt, and sympathetic for him. What I didn't know in those days, Ted Boyd's dad was a cat skinner. They was using some caterpillars on that job, and he got killed in a cat accident out there on that same project. And then here, years later, their sons got, God put us together, and we're doing missionary work for Jesus Christ on Indian reservations. So God moves in a wondrous way. But the wonderful part is they got saved before those accidents. I don't know about Ray Fuquay. I prayed for him back there as a little boy. And I hope that he's in heaven. But I remember old Ding Smith, my uncle. He was profane. He drank a lot of whiskey. But he never missed paying his bills. He didn't miss work. He wasn't an alcoholic bumbling in the gutters. He worked hard, but that's the way it was. And he watched me, and when I was, he took me 2 summers. They didn't have any kids of their own. Ding Smith married my dad's sister, Maggie, Margaret. Uncle Ding called her Maggie. And they did well as far as materially. He made a good living all the time for them, but they didn't know Jesus. But I'd lived with him the summer of 35 and again in 37 for the summer, and what a time I had living up there by Enumclaw, Washington. He was working for the White River Timber Lumber Company and Fallen Timber up there at that time. And I loved him, and he loved me. And he nicknamed me the Deacon, and he wasn't making fun. He respected me even as a boy if I wanted to be a Christian. And then as I got to be older and called to preach, and I'll tell you, God demonstrated his love to those guys. I just can't believe what God did to show them it was real. And that old Ding Smith, I felt to take him up to Canada on a moose hunt after I was saved and had started Frontier Missions, and I felt to go back up there, and I got that old uncle, and he had changed a lot of his ways, but he didn't know Jesus, but he believed in God, and he'd watch me, and God showed me on my knees by my bed if I'd mind him that all the hunters I took along would get a moose, that I was to preach to those Indians again where Frontier, the other work was started. I knew it. And I told my wife, and she said, "Honey, that sounds awful religious, but you'd better mind God." So we went. And we got up there, and the guide said, "We've been hunting for 6 weeks, and we haven't seen a moose, a bull. We've seen one old cow and got it for camp meat. I wish you hadn't have come, Don. I don't know. My business is ruined." And God said, "You tell these men what I showed you on your knees the other morning. Lord, I'll tell them after we get them. No, you tell them now. You don't believe me, do you?" "Oh, yes, Lord, I believe you." "Well, then tell them." And I told them. And there was one professing Christian in the bunch that took me aside and said, "You make me sick. You're going nuts over religion. God don't care anything about moose hunts." And I said, "God cares about everything if you're his man, and I'm his man. Neighbor, I'm not bragging. I'm telling you the fact. I met him. I died out to self. I surrendered everything to him, and I've never taken it back. I've got a deal with God. I'll obey him and believe in him, and he'll take me home to heaven, and he'll use me while I'm down here." Fella said, "I'm going to get me to town. I'm going to go home, get on a bus." The guide wouldn't do it. He said, "Well, Deke's going to preach tomorrow in this camp." So I preached Monday morning. The guide said, "We got to get some grub on up the hill. Deke, will you help me with a pack string, and I'll get the groceries, and then we'll take that old man to town, put him on a bus, and get rid of him, and we'll..." And so I said to that guy, "An old cowboy like you from Montana, I shamed him. I said, 'You're sitting around here puking on your boots.' He was sick. He had a nervous stomach, and I'd spent all that money, and there was no moose, and I told him what was going to happen, what I believed, and I shamed him. I said, 'Get on a horse and the fresh air and the scenery, and then we'll get you to town.' And halfway up that morning to the other camp, a big old bull trotted out of the woods and stood broadside. And we got him off of his horse, and he shot it and killed it, and he got well immediately. I've got that head mounted. He had it mounted, and it hung in the hardware store in Baker, Montana, but Lloyd Owens, that owned the store, let me have it because he knew that I was in on that, and he knew this story, and I've got it today, and it hung in my office wall, and I've got it now. If we get another office where we can, it'll be hanging there along with the buffalo head and some other things. To make a long story short, there's some more miracles, but I want to get to the punchline. We all got our moose. And the last one to get one was Uncle Ding. and the fellas were betting, and the two of them weren't believers. They were loggers that went along, and they said, well, that guy with his luck, if he'd go to Reno with what I know about cards, we'd clean the place out. And they laughed, and they didn't believe. And old Uncle Ding, the Indian boy, told me this afterwards. He said, you told him he'd get a moose, and he sent you to get it because he couldn't ride the horse in. He was so saddle sore. And I got that moose, shot it for Uncle Ding, the last Friday night, leaving Saturday morning, halfway to camp, sitting by a campfire, warming up with the guide and talking about Jesus. I heard something and looked around the fire, and 25 yards from the muzzle of my gun through the flames, a bull moose with his head between his knees, grunting. He didn't know we was there. The wind was blowing towards us. And the guide said he thought those horses were other bulls after his cows. And he was on the prod. And we praised God. And Uncle Ding told those guys out there when they were saying, will he get it or not? And Uncle Ding pointed towards heaven and said, old Deke's got a hold of something up there the rest of us don't know about. And if he said God showed him, and he'll get the moose.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.